Ditch the myth of willpower. We humans tend to use a lot of metaphors, way more than we realize. Metaphors are embedded into our language. Whenever we use an intangible noun in a regular sentence, we must treat it like it's a real thing, like a couple who is going through some problems. The word problem is a metaphor. You can't throw a problem out the window or carry it in a backpack. The phrase going through indicates how we think about that metaphor as if it were a real object. A tunnel, a thick fog, a haunted forest, all things you go through and hope to come out okay on the other side. Most of the time, metaphors help us to understand what everybody is talking about. But when we misunderstand metaphors, we can get into trouble. Essentially, metaphors are rough descriptions. They describe complex things. They are not the complex thing. For example, consider the word willpower, the power of your will, the idea to decide to do something and then by sheer force of will get it done. But the idea of will is really a metaphor. A decision to do something is a very, very complex process. A mix of instincts, economics, other people, and deliberate conscious thinking. To make things even more confusing, when we will something to happen, even by our own actions, those things take place in the future. And most people absolutely suck at predicting the future. Even going to your favorite restaurant to order your favorite dish is fraught with potential disaster. You might get there, change your mind, and order something different. Where is your willpower then? There is also the question of economics, costs, and benefits. Since all the things we will to happen take place in the future, we can only guess what those costs and benefits will be. And since we humans tend to overestimate the benefits and underestimate the costs, choosing to do something or to will something to happen is based on things we can't possibly predict. This is the underlying reason for the yo-yo diet. The decision to lose weight is made in the abstract, based on an imagination of the costs and the benefits. So when the costs get bigger than the benefits, it's natural to quit. This has absolutely nothing to do with willpower. Or say you want to learn the guitar so you can become a rock star. You imagine the costs and benefits. You underestimate how long and boring it will be to learn the guitar. You overestimate the benefits of being a rock star. So after a few months, your guitar sits in the corner of your closet gathering dust. Does this mean we are doomed to failure? Absolutely not. All you need to do is to understand the deeper mechanics, and away you go. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/willpower.